War in Syria is now in its fifth year, and amid all the death and the destruction and, of course, the physical injury to civilians, there's also growing concern about the psychological impact of so much suffering. What's it going to do to people when it does finally come to an end, that war? Our security correspondent Frank Gardner is on the line. And Frank, you've been talking to people about specifically this, the psychological impact of the war.
Yes, I have. I mean, you know, we've all seen the news, awful pictures and stories of barrel bombs, of gas attacks, of whole neighborhoods absolutely destroyed. But the psychological effect, and specifically PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, is this sort of iceberg beneath the surface that is getting bigger and bigger the longer the Syrian war goes on. And it is really affecting an entire generation of Syrians. Syria was not a big country, but the entire population is in some way affected by the war, and the numbers are huge. So this week I've been meeting somebody called Dr. Redouane El-Khayat, who is a Syrian-born British scientist, a psychiatrist. He now lives in Hampshire. And I started by asking him to describe the extent of this problem.
I see people who probably have a change forever. I see family destroyed. I see people who are disintegrating. I see people who are unable to function. 45% of the children, they have incontinence at night between age 6 and 12. And that figure is unbelievable. People, the despair, I mean, the really level of despair. I have treated some patients myself. And I tell you that the level of despair and hopelessness is unbelievable.
I think you can tell from his voice there, how incredibly sad this is. Dr. Redouane was until recently the head of psychiatry at Southampton University. And he's actually made quite a lot of visits to Syrian refugees who are just across the border in Turkey. It's too dangerous to actually go into Syria itself. But he's one of a number of British medics who have basically got together to form a charity called Syria Relief, where they're trying to assess the scale of the problem and try and find some sort of long-term solution to it. But really, just to kind of put these figures in context, I asked him, how would he compare these figures compared to the instance of post-traumatic stress disorder here in Britain?
In the UK, the prevalence is about 3.6% for female, 2.6% for males. When we come to closer, one important study done by a Turkish university on Syrian refugees, and they found the prevalence 33%.
Is that the highest in the world?
I don't think I can. I've seen any similar figure. We did a study in one of the schools where we had about 1,400 students, and we examined every child in the school. And we found that 22% they have mild symptoms and 22% they have moderate to severe.
Dr. Redouane El-Khayat and Frank Gardner, thanks.